Prince was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame late last year and gave a widely reported galvanizing performance of some of his greatest hits. He's followed that up with a current tour that surveys his career, and he's getting rave reviews for it. After spending a decade either releasing experimental music only on his website or refraining from public performance entirely, Prince is putting himself back into the marketplace with a new album, Musicology, distributed by a major label, Columbia. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Heard about the party now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him. Even the soldiers.
Prince starts off his new album with that song, Musicology, whose chorus is a call to, quote, kick the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. This is a lousy idea for a couple of reasons. Professing to be teaching the current generation of consumers that he's conducting a lesson in proper musicology makes Prince sound like the old fogey he's trying to avoid elsewhere by dropping a hip-hop name like Dr. Dre. And referring to us longtime fans as true funk soldiers, well, I enjoy the genre, but bridle at being dragooned into an army whose commander went AWOL on me more than 10 years ago. Much of this new music has some snap to it, with a heavier bottom of percussive emphasis. Clearly, for a guy who tends to play all the instruments on his records and used to showcase his guitar, for a guy who throws down the challenge, take your pick, turntable or a band, Prince has been listening to the turntables, and now thumps his drums harder. Musicology is heavily into Prince's nostalgia for himself, and he's a man at peace, happily married, a situation he sings about frequently here, and a Jehovah's Witness, a conversion that doesn't quite seem to have taken hold with convincing sincerity when he sideswipes a fellow witness, Michael Jackson, on the song I just played, Life at the Party, by boasting, "My voice is getting higher, and I ain't even had my nose done." The worst that can be said of the Prince of Musicology is that he doesn't sound like he has much fire in his belly. He's no longer the defiant funk rocker I saw get pelted with garbage and racist taunts when he opened for the Rolling Stones in L.A. in 1980. I guess we've all come a long way.
War drums beat in Babylon. Cinnamon girl starts to pray. I never heard a prayer like this one. Never before that.
That's Prince's Cinnamon Girl, not Neil Young's. If the current Prince sometimes sounds like a henpecked hubby, an entire blues song begging his missus not to make him sleep on the couch, he still has the goods when it comes to going into the studio and laboriously constructing, track by track, pieces of music that sound as though they were bursts of spontaneous joy.
If I was the man in your song. Sure, you know he got plenty lyrics, yeah, up his sleeve.
sleeve. And after he got what he wanted, he just don't up and leave. Sunday chocolate on the roof right after his game. He liked the Lakers, but the Sixers on when he came. If he's with another now, you best believe the party's cracking. You get played, girl, you better get your Mac on. You earn to others.
Musicology is, as we used to say, a mixed bag, full of spunk and wit one moment, weighed down with self-importance and irrelevance at others. It sounds like the greatest hits tour coming to your town is a gas, but then energetically played nostalgia can always seem like a lot of fun, for the first few numbers anyway. Then you remember that the reason you loved rock music in the first place was for its shock of the new.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.